Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1120 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, John Bartschert, in for the Cameron Ritchie. We have James Seltzer with us. You guys in the phone lines, 888-729-9494. This place is amped up. I love when some of the most fun days around here is when everyone is excited.
Yes, especially like, when Journey brings us back.
Yes.
Come on now. This is, man, like you can just feel it all across the city today. Like it is just, we all needed this. Thank you, Bryce, for bringing this to
us. Yes.
And like I keep saying, like this is, enjoy this. You know, there aren't many times during the season when we haven't been able to, you know, really just kind of put an exclamation point on something that we're all want to happen.
Well, they haven't won more than four in a row. There hasn't been these moments where, like, for a week we're happy. Because every week there's a win, a loss, two losses, a win, and we're all miserable.
And this is just one of those things that just ride the wave. And you can, listen, you can be as skeptical as you want. That's fine. Like, I that's going to be a hard time convincing you. But I think I can get Joe by, like, 1:49 p.m. today that he'll be on board with
I hope so. And, like, I don't think it's skepticism. It's more just, I need them to prove it to me.
Yeah.
You know, I loved last night. And last night was awesome. And I do think this offense, Charlie's moving this thing forward. I do think his calming influence, and I think he's going to, I think their offense overall, like we're going to look at it from the moment Charlie arrived to the end of the season, they'll score more runs per game than they did before he got here. I think that will happen.
Yeah.
But I just need to see them continue this because they've had these moments before. We've all gotten worked up here. They're turning the corner now.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't happen. But you're right. In terms of the excitement in this town, like, I went into Wawa this morning. I was just saying this to John and Jack on break. I went into Wawa this morning. I got my coffee on the way in. And it was pretty crowded at the moment I walked in. There was a bunch of people around the coffee bar, whatever you call it. And the conversation was Phillies. And the Eagles played a preseason game last night. I would have said, if you had asked me a week ago, if you walk in wherever you go to get coffee in the morning, what's the conversation Friday morning, August 16th? I think all of us would have guessed. Eagles.
Yeah.
They just played.
What are they going to do about the backup quarterback?
Right. Who played? Who looked good? Like all the stuff but no, it was Bryce and it was the home run. Part of that, and we'll get back to the phone lines in a second here at 888-729-9494. Part of that, John, was the fact that the game last night was miserable. The football game.
Horrible.
And look, the NFL has a problem on its hand that I'm sure they have their own solution to, which is get rid of the two preseason games and get us to 18 regular season games.
Yep.
And that here's the way I felt watching the game last night. That has to happen ASAP. For a while, I was...
Like next season.
Yeah, I for a while was like, you know what? 16 is a good amount. You're going to have more injuries. It's not you're going to maybe... The quality will wane. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to get rid of two games, right? They're not going to move from 20 total games to less. So they're going to... The only logical thing they're going to do is they're going to make two of these preseason games regular season games. Mm-hmm. And I am ready for it now because it's just not enjoyable to watch it. All these teams now, and the Eagles are not alone in this... They don't play most of their guys. It is just, it's not fun to watch.
No. And you know what would be entertaining? That is kind of like an add-on to the things that we've been talking about basically since the first preseason game. I'm with everybody with, you know, having basically scrimmages, televising those for two games, back and forth, red jerseys, all that.
Like the Ravens are here next week.
Yeah.
Put it on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody tune in for that. I think that would be really cool to go and see because at least you're seeing stars. At least you're seeing Wentz throw to Ertz and Deshaun and people get a taste of what's coming.
Right.
But I'm with you. I think the NFL should go to that 18-game schedule specifically for this, but there should be another line, where just like the trade deadline, like there's a certain amount of time where you can have, just like baseball, you can expand your roster to 75.
Well, like the September rosters in baseball go up.
So you have an even more opportunity to evaluate the guys that you've signed that have been here, and maybe after the first 4 weeks of that regular season of that 18-game schedule, then it's a mad scramble to go and, you know, help your team out. Like, that makes it more interesting. It makes it feel a little more NBA-ish when it's like, oh, God, you know, are they going to hang on to this? Because that at least allows you to get guys on tape. It allows you to avoid injuries if that happens. And it creates more jobs for the players while you're doing that, too. I think that would be pretty exciting to allow coaches, GMs to evaluate for 4 weeks into the season. before they have to make roster decisions.
Yeah, some more players. All right.
With an 18-game schedule.
Yeah, it's kind of a workaround of getting rid of the preseason. But I'm done. I just can't watch. And I wasn't always like this because I would want to watch the starters for a little bit. And then by the second or third quarter, I'm like, all right, now I have an hour of the backups. When you're starting with the backups, there's just very little to sink your teeth into. 888-729-9494. Are you ready to be done with the preseason? And just they have to move to 18 regular season games.
They do.
ASAP because the quality. And I flipped around last night. It's everywhere. Outside of a couple rookie quarterbacks, the quality of play. Like, and there's nothing to watch. Like, you want to watch? All right, can Kyler Murray play? I'll watch for a few series. Wayne Haskins.
By the way, he couldn't last night.
Last night he was poor. Haskins was better last night. But for the most part, there's nothing to watch. It's awful, awful television. 888-729-9494. Phillies, Eagles, and give us a moment in time. 50 years ago this week was Woodstock that you wish you can go back and be part of or take the place of, as we heard from one of our last callers.
Yeah.
And Barcher's got to get into a move the Eagles made in a few minutes that has them all fired up. Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rasheem.
I totally disagree. I actually love preseason because it's NFL football. I'd rather watch that than watch baseball nine days out of ten. So
you and I are different
I'm excited
on that.
For it. Yeah.
You know what it is, Rasheem?
I love football.
I do too, I get excited for the idea of it, and then I turn it on, and then within 35 or 40 minutes, my eyes are glazed over because it's the quality of play. It's not really football. I don't know what you call it, but it's not quality football.
It is. People fighting for their jobs. I love to see that. You know, competition, of course, it's not going to be the competition that we see when our starters are playing, but it's still competition for guys that play in this league or play in the CFL. So I like it all the way around.
Well,
like,
Rasheem, just real quick, here's why I disagree with you. You would agree that Deshaun Hall has been fantastic the last two preseason games,
right? I'm impressed. Yeah, he's been good.
Absolutely.
If he doesn't make this team, what is the point of it? You know, that's what I mean. Well, like, if he's not the fifth D-end or the sixth D-end or whatever it is, like, then it really – you're not evaluating much, you know? It's just –
I think he is going to be, like, the fifth D-end. And I actually like the way Josh Sweat been playing because a couple of sacks that everybody else been getting, Josh Sweat has been setting everybody else up for the sacks. But you also got to remember, Deshaun Hall is a third-round pick for the Panthers, so the potential is there for him to actually be a good NFL D-end, you know, a fourth or fifth guy. So the potential has always been there. It's just that the defensive line coach they have now, you can see guys progressing a little bit more than what they did when the other guy was there. So you know, I like it.
Okay.
Rasheem, give us a moment of time you can go back and be a part of.
The spy game, because the Eagles had two Super Bowls.
Yes.
You can't tell me that was like, man, they took our first Super Bowl away. Like we should got that. If the NCAA could take away Reggie Bush Heisman Trophy, we should be able to get the Super Bowl.
Oh, Rasheem,
vacate the Patriots Super Bowl.
I'm all for poking the Patriots team. We appreciate it. But here's the thing. I have never been on board with taking trophies away because guess what? It happened.
I'm so with you.
Yep. You could take away Reggie Bush's trophy, his Heisman trophy.
Sure.
You want. I watched him be the best player.
Yeah,
I know he was the
because
best player.
Vacated wins and all that stuff.
It's
like,
nonsense.
Louisville
won the national championship. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yep.
Those players celebrated.
Right.
Yep.
Whatever. You know, it's so stupid.
I will say this, though. I want to take it a step further. I want to know what was on those tapes. They destroyed them. I want to see the tapes. What did they exactly film? Why was Roger Goodell so spooked in that meeting that he goes, just destroy all the tapes?
Now, do you ever hear the story of, I think Kraft called Belichick to his office right after they got busted. And he asked him, he's like, straight honest with me, scale of 1 to 100. 100 being they're the reason we won games. 1 being they had zero impact at all. How much did that help us?
Yeah.
And Belichick told him 1. And his response was like, then you're an idiot.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing here? Now, the truth may be the answer is more than one, that helped them some. I don't
37.
Yeah, look, 37, whatever it is, I don't think that's the reason they've been so good. But was it an edge? Yeah, it was an edge.
Of course it was an edge.
Like, they were taping the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know what? Good on you. Honestly, like,
if you can pull it off,
if that happened here, we would take Spygate 1,000 times over.
Well, and
me?
Also, good on Doug for during the Super Bowl running a fake walkthrough and stuff.
Yes.
Like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all play those games back. If you know that that's something that theoretically, even if they can't do, they could do, then play games with them back.
No, it's true, James. It's part of game planning now against the Patriots. You have to be aware that they might be cheating on you. Craig is up next on WIP. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to talk to you again.
You too, Craig.
I had trouble sleeping last night after that Phillies game, and I just wanted to make a comment about John Kruk. I don't know if you guys were at the game or watching the game, but did you know the home run call, the grand slam call in the ninth inning? John Kruk screamed, "Oh, my God." And I just – There you go. Okay. You know, it just was amazing. I mean, I don't know. I actually, like I said, I couldn't sleep. I actually had to replay it 3 or 4 times in the eighth inning, and it was great.
Yeah, Craig, actually, that's become an internet sensation. Like, Fritz was just showing us, like, somebody cut up that in, like, A Tribe Called Quest, and it's like, it's all over the place. People did a Hell in a Cell match version of it, and it sounds exactly like JR. You wouldn't even notice. It's awesome.
Craig, that reaction, that visceral reaction from Kruk, it shows you, look, we appreciate all-around players, but there's still something in baseball about the slugger, about the home run hitter. Like, it's the most exciting play in the sport.
And I thought the interview with Harper afterwards was great. I mean, he actually seemed like so excited and so stunned by the whole thing. You know, he just was. I mean, he obviously has embraced Philadelphia, you know, as a player. And I just loved the interview. So, you know, that was it.
Yeah, he called it last night one of the coolest moments of his career, which is pretty incredible considering he's been an MVP. He's been in the playoffs, you know, I think 3 or 4 times of his 7 years. Like, it's not like he's done nothing. And yet to call an August game one of the coolest moments of his career, it just shows you, Craig, the more you watch him day to day, Bryce Harper loves baseball. Like that just, you could see it when you watch him play every night.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think Rizzo from the Cubs said it was the worst loss he ever experienced in his life.
Good.
So, you know, it was great. It was great.
But yeah, it was. Craig, give us a moment in time you wish you could go back and be a part of.
Well, I wish I could be, I'd like to be in Yankee Stadium when Luke Gehrig said goodbye.
That's a great one.
You know, a lot of people were there, and obviously there's a lot of tears shed. So that's mine. I would have liked to have been there.
Yeah, that is a great one. Craig, we appreciate the phone call. You know, the Rizzo thing from, he said last night it was one of the worst losses they had. I know we keep looking at the Phillies in the context of all the wild card teams.
Yeah.
Well, over the last couple of days, because they swept the Cubs and the Cardinals have been playing better, the Cardinals actually have taken over. They're tied now for first place. I wouldn't be shocked, John. There's something wrong with that Cubs team.
Something stinks in that clubhouse,
yes,
whatever it is.
Something off. Yeah. And I would not be shocked down the stretch if the Cardinals, because the Phillies have been chasing the Nationals and Cardinals last week or so. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cardinals take over that division and the Phillies are chasing the Cubs. And I think the Phillies could overtake the Cubs. There's something off with that team.
Yeah, that whole Central Division's kind of like, it's been doing that all year too, where it's been a lot like we saw here in the East where there was, you know, the Phillies are up top, and then suddenly, you know, they are where they are right now. It's kind of the same trajectory. I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Cardinals end up pulling that out.
Let's talk to who we got. We got Darren in South Philly. There he is. Darren, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guy? First off, let me talk to the sucker in that suit yesterday that didn't put a complete sucker move on me last night. He talks all this crap about my fool Rasul. Rasul makes an amazing play. He can't even answer a stinking Twitter back and forth with me and want to talk about some linebacker.
Well, because
Darren?
Yeah. Okay, Darren. Yeah, even though I like to tweet, my phone died like while we were at the event, and that's why I couldn't really respond to anybody. You'll notice the gap in the timeline. However, Darren, you always do this. You always just like twist history somehow to make it sound like, Rasul Douglas is the worst thing on earth, and I'm trying to tell you from week 8 when we had the conversation about Jalen Mills versus Rasul Douglas.
Rasul Douglas right now is better than Jalen Mills. I will take Rasul Douglas hands down over the Green
Goblin. So would I. You're talking about an argument that we had after a Jacksonville game.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Darren. Darren,
I'm sorry. You have not come out and apologized to my guy Rasul yet and said you was wrong.
Yeah, remember like 3 weeks ago when I was yelling, everybody on this team in the secondary, they're all really good corners. And it's an open competition.
Sorry,
I can't wait to see who's going to fall out, and Rasul's one of those guys. Okay, Darren. All right.
You need to sit there and say, I was wrong about Rasul. That's all I need to hear, John. How hard is it to say that? Because if I was wrong and James is out back me up, I would call him up and say, you know what, John? I was wrong. You were right.
I think my favorite part of this back and forth is Bartsch accusing you, Darren, of twisting the truth to fit your narrative, which if that's the case, you might as well show up here. That's what we do. That's what we do, Darren.
But I don't, though. James can tell you. I called on their radio show on Saturday, and we had the debate. James, am I lying? Brother, am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
No, but listen, there, I believe. And look, Rasul has impressed me. I'd say halfway through last season, I was like, this guy's just, he can't play. And then he got better, and he played well down the stretch last year, Darren. And against bigger receivers, I trust him. Like, I don't think it's short, quick guys he'll do well, but against bigger guys, whoever the biggest receiver is on every team, I'll put him on that guy.
Hey, here you go, Darren. Here you go, Darren, just so we can, because I got your back. I was wrong. How about that?
There we go.
Can I get one more point, though?
Go ahead.
One more point? All right, so apparently before Bryce hit that home run last night, he had a heckler heckling him, and he kindly told him to shut the F up. I'm about to go win this game.
Well, you know what? I'm here for that, because one of the things I liked when they got Bryce Harper is he's kind of baseball's villain. And then last week at San Francisco, he had the heckler, and he kind of pointed at the guy after he hit the home run. And now the story you just told. So I'm all for that. Darren, give us a moment of time you wish you could have been a part of.
Okay, I would like to go back in time when one certain John Barson decided to go to Iowa. Convince him to go to Michigan, because he should be a Michigan man, not an Iowa guy.
Yeah,
Michigan man.
Disgusting.
Darren, disgusting. We appreciate it. You know, of all the things to go back in history, to have John re-choose which college he goes to, that I wouldn't have seen that one coming.
Yeah, and it was only for a semester anyway, so I can't even really claim it.
Yeah, but you know, you can. If you step on a campus for a moment, you are that.
Season ticket holder forever, all that, et cetera.
Lifelong Hawkeye.
Yeah, all that stuff. So.
I see a Hawkeye when I look at you. All right,
but I do enjoy khaki, so I don't know if that's the live up to the Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, if you wear khaki pants, you're a Michigan fan.
Wearing some right now.
I mean, you're a Michigan man. All right. Before we continue on the Phils and the Eagles, there was a move today. You called it earlier Howie season. So, Barcher, tell us what they did here and really the significance. So the Eagles signed an offensive lineman today, and there was a story a couple of days ago on how this is a significant kind of NFL thing beyond just the Eagles getting a player.
Yeah, so like, if you go to West Point, if you sign up for the Army, Navy, et cetera, like that, you play football in college, you always had to serve your 2 years, and then after that, you could go play football again, just like any normal enlister, right? President Trump actually changed that rule and said that you can go request a waiver if you need to.
Was that for this particular player, or is this
nope, this is just a normal military policy that I think kind of changed those things, so like the Army didn't have to pay for the education if it didn't want to or whatever, or request it, and it was granted, and the Philadelphia Eagles have now signed the one and the only, the guy that had a humongous Senior Bowl going into the draft in 2008. Brett Toth is now a Philadelphia Eagle offensive tackle.
2018.
Yeah, that's what did I say?
2008.
Oh.
He's playing the long game, Howie.
He's not that old.
He took 10. No. He's, 23 or 24 right now. And let me tell you, I know he's had a year off from football, but this guy can play guard instantly. Instantly. It's where he came from in Army. He's a great zone blocker. I think this might be a signal for a bigger move.
Oh, that's why you said it's Howie season.
Yeah, it's Howie season.
So let me just throw it out there. Something involving one of the Eagles' depth linemen, like Vitai.
Who had a phenomenal night
well
last night.
Last night, yeah. The name I keep thinking about is Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, and I know the Eagles' depth at pass rush has played better in this preseason, so we're feeling a little bit better about Deshaun Hall and Josh Sweat. But, man, if there's a match there, you got to go get Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, and it might not be Clowney, but I think this leads to a bigger move.
For defensive end or just something?
For something. I would assume defensive end, because as much as we just got through saying, as much as we like Deshaun Hall, as much as I think Josh Sweat has made some pretty good progress over these last two games, it's not lost on me. But you know what's funny as I say that? Like, why wouldn't you just call Chris Long at that point, too?
Is he working out? Is he deflated? Because football players deflate pretty quickly.
He lost like 20 some odd pounds.
He might be a deflated balloon.
But I think this might lead to a bigger move in the next week.
All right,
or so.
Howie season, it has begun. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. Are you all in? The Phillies had their best win of the year, 3 in a row. But they fooled me before. I am not ready to say I am fully all the way there. I need to see more. John Barcher, James Seltzer, they're all in on this team being in the midst of a run. We'll talk Phillies, Bryce Harper's walk-off, and last night in the preseason, look, that product is awful. It is awful. The Eagles have quarterback issues, but beyond that, it's tough watching the preseason. Let's go to 18 games right now and be done with the preseason. 888-729-9494. Joe Giglio, John Barcher in for DeCameron Ritchie. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.